Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when there's a little bit more clarity from the government of the United States about what exactly is going on in Cuba. But what is going on in the world? What is the nature of the struggle we're in? During the Cold War, it was relatively easy for people. But now, what is this collection of countries, from China to Russia to terrorist groups like Hamas and Al-Qaeda and other countries around the world? Turkey, some people would say Hungary. Some people would take a look at other authoritarian regimes. What do they have in common, and what are the issues among them? And how can it be that some so-called advanced thinkers, progressive thinkers like AOC, would be so incredibly wrong on this issue when the countries that basically are supporting her in anti-Americanism are countries that are reactionary, that are not, quote, progressive or enlightened in any sense of the word? 1-800-955-1776. There's a very fine column today by David Brooks at New York Times, which actually, I think, clarifies some of the struggle the United States and our allies are. Allies like Germany right now, like Japan right now. Yes, of course, both former enemies. But Angela Merkel, the outgoing chancellor of Germany, was here for attempting to coordinate a response to the ongoing outrages and aggressiveness of both extreme Islamic regimes, often, and by a communist regime like the Red Chinese. We will get to that. We'll also get to the way you respond to a terrorist extremist regime like Hamas, a Palestinian who is a Palestinian who is not a supporter of Hamas or of the Palestinian Authority, talking a little bit about the situation in the Middle East. Bassem Eid will be joining us a little bit later today. We'll also talk about the meaning of America's withdrawal from Afghanistan in the midst of this ongoing struggle that we're discussing. Clearly, I think it's clear which side the Taliban are. They're not on our side. But what about the Cuban communist regime? This is what AOC had today to say, which is fortunately being contradicted by the Biden administration. But here's the congresswoman from the Bronx, clip 4A.
Now, the other piece of this is the U.S. administration. And what's extraordinarily important for us to communicate as well is the actions and U.S. contributions to the suffering of Cubans on the island as well. And that is directly related to the embargo, the U.S. embargo, economic embargo, that is frankly, has been in place for over 60 years. Last month, once again, the UN voted overwhelmingly to call on the United States to lift its embargo on Cuba. And the United States was one of the only countries that voted no. The embargo, the U.S. embargo, is absurdly cruel. And like other U.S. policies, particularly other U.S. policies targeting Latin Americans and Latinos, the cruelty is the point.
Okay, the cruelty is the point. The United States just wants to be cruel because we're meanies. We're bad guys. We are people who want to see other people suffer. Is that why the embargo is there? And this, by the way, highlights one of the greatest failures of the Obama administration. I mean, I think it's one of the greatest failures in Barack Obama's two terms, which was making major concessions to Cuba and to the Cuban regime, which was still, when Obama was there, still the Castro regime. And, of course, it still is in real terms. But Barack Obama made all kinds of concessions and, of course, recognizing and limiting economic sanctions and making travel easier to Cuba. All of these steps moving toward Cuba, which, by the way, is a good thing if it is accompanied by concessions on their part. But they wouldn't even stop destroying the hearing insanity of our embassy personnel. Remember, they were sending those radio waves or whatever they are. They still don't know entirely. They were doing serious medical damage to people who were being sent to represent the United States in Havana. The idea that she blames the embargo entirely for the suffering of Cubans, and she won't talk about the unwillingness, complete stonewall unwillingness of the Cuban regime to lessen their dictatorial extremes, to give more freedom of expression, freedom of choice, freedom of communication, to allow the internet to function, for God's sake, again in Cuba. They won't make any of those concessions in order to get the U.S. to come a little bit toward them. And in order to reward a dictatorial regime for doing nothing and continuing to defy all common decency or notions of civilization or of a liberal so-called democracy. And listen to this. This is AOC about the Biden administration doing the right thing, which is to maintain measures against Cuba. This is a clip 4B.
And I outright reject the Biden administration's defense of the embargo, where they say, or they have said, that they wanted to maintain the embargo as it is a source of leverage and pressure. There is no way where it is acceptable for us to use cruelty as a point of leverage against everyday people, period. Whether it's our border or whether it's the U.S. embargo on Cuba, the cruelty is the point.
Okay, the cruelty is the point. The point actually is trying to help the lives of everyday people. How are the lives of everyday people doing in Cuba right now, as AOC made a point of saying? She, of course, is not Cubana. She is, her family is from Puerto Rico, let it be clear. She and her father were both born in the Bronx. What is striking here is that today there is a distance, and I think a very welcome distance, between the official position, at least, of the Biden administration and what AOC just said. This is Jen Psaki yesterday actually taking an explicit stance on Cuba. Clip 3.
Communism is a failed ideology, and we certainly believe that. It has failed the people of Cuba. They deserve freedom. They deserve a government that supports them, whether that is making sure they have health and medical supplies, access to vaccines, or whether they have economic opportunity and prosperity. And instead, this has been a government, an authoritarian communist regime that has repressed its people and has failed the people of Cuba. Hence, we're seeing them in the streets. But I would note that the ideology of the government, which has failed, has led to a lack of access to economic opportunity, to medical supplies, to COVID vaccines. So all of those pieces are true.
Okay. There's yet another voice in all of this. It's kind of reassuring to know that Bernie Sanders wasn't elected after all. Speaking of Bernie Sanders, there's a proof now that the real color of Black Lives Matter isn't black, it's red. We will get to that. We will also talk about the meaning for American security and our future of what's happening in Afghanistan. We'll be right back with Ilan Berman coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
That's two for one low price, plus free shipping. Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN. Relief Factor.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show, we are pleased to be joined by Ilan Berman talking. Oh, And that coming up on the Michael Medved Show. We are talking about what is going on with Afghanistan. There's actually a very powerful statement by David Brooks in his column today. He says that for most of the past century, human dignity had a friend, the United States of America. We are a deeply flawed and error-prone nation like any other, but America helped defeat fascism and communism and helped set the context for European peace, Asian prosperity, and the spread of democracy. Then came Iraq and Afghanistan, and America lost faith in itself and its global role. Like a pitcher, he says, who has been shelled and no longer has confidence in his own stuff. Okay, what is going on here? We will be speaking about that. What is going on in Cuba? Again, I mentioned that it's reassuring that the President of the United States is not named Bernie Sanders, though sometimes it has seemed, particularly on legislative agenda, and particularly when it comes to talk about spending, that the differences between Sanders and Biden haven't been nearly large enough. President Biden, somewhat belatedly, actually had something to say about Cuba that I think is encouraging today. This is the President of the United States, clip 1A.
Start off by answering the question relative to Haiti and Cuba. And communism is a failed system, universally failed system. And I don't see socialism as a very useful substitute, but that's another story.
Okay, it's a funny way of phrasing it. Socialism a useful substitute, not a very useful substitute. It's fair enough to make a distinction between socialism and communism, but then he goes on to talk about some actual practicalities, not just ideology. This is clip 1B. Listen.
With regard to they need COVID, they have a COVID problem in Cuba, I would be prepared to give significant amounts of vaccine if, in fact, I was assured an international organization would administer those vaccines and do it in a way that average citizens would have access to those vaccines. One of the things that you did not ask but we're considering is they've cut off access to the Internet. We're considering whether we have the technological ability to reinstate that access.
Okay, that's also moving in the right direction. May not be as vigorous or as strong as statements by, say, Marco Rubio, of course, who is from a Cuban family and feels very passionately about this. There's also something that he feels passionately about and that he's helped to expose, which is that for years and years, four or five years at least, you may remember that the Black Lives Matter movement started officially back at that right after response to the Ferguson, Missouri, Mike Brown shooting. And that was during the Obama administration. And since that time, Black Lives Matter has claimed to speak for black people. Now, some of those people, many of those people in Cuba, who are on the streets risking their lives, speaking up for liberty, speaking up for the United States, waving American flags, are actually black, which is one of the reasons it's so bizarre to see one of the Black Lives Matter chapters, it's supposed to be an unofficial one, the one in Utah, saying that the American flag is a symbol of hate. And now, in case anybody had any doubt about their ideological orientation, there is a statement from Black Lives Matter that was released yesterday. It says, Black Lives Matter condemns the U.S. federal government's inhumane treatment of Cubans and urges it to immediately lift the economic embargo. This cruel and inhumane policy, instituted with the explicit intention of destabilizing the country and undermining Cubans' right to choose their own government, is at the heart of Cuba's current crisis. This is extraordinary. What right do the Cuban people have to choose their own government? What right have they had to choose their own government since 1959? This is extraordinary, and in fact, it's horrifying. And there's actually a great tweet that came out from Senator Rubio, which is how I became aware of this entire controversy. Marco Rubio tweets out, in fact, let's do it as our tweet of the day.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
The tweet from Marco Rubio says the extortionist ring known as the Black Lives Matter organization took a break today from shaking down corporations for millions and buying themselves mansions to share their support for the communist regime in Cuba. And then he forwards their statement. Look, I think this is a very, very important message. And what's interesting about this is Cuba could be one of the last bastions of sort of the old-time communist regimes. And I say old-time communist regimes because it used to be, in the early days of the Bolshevik Revolution, they were also making a revolution rejecting marriage. They were making a revolution rejecting religion. They were making a revolution on everything. That was the whole idea of communism. That's what Soviet communism was about. Putin is different. The Red Chinese are different today. They are, in some regards, very conservative, reactionary regimes. Cuba, who knows? Partially because it was a one man totally in charge, Fidel Castro, and then for some time afterward his brother. It's a different position. But the point that that David Brooks makes in his column about the divide in the world today, he says that over the past several years, a small force of U.S. troops has helped prevent some of the worst people on earth from taking over a nation of more than 38 million, who relatively few Americans, with relatively few American casualties. In 1999, no Afghan girls, none, attended secondary school. Within 4 years, 6% were enrolled. As of 2017, the figure had climbed to nearly 40%. But America, disillusioned with itself, is now withdrawing. And there's strong possibility that the withdrawal will produce...
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reiterating that social media platforms need to step up their game to address misinformation online. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki complaining to reporters that she continues to see posts that coronavirus vaccines cause infertility among women. Psaki calling this troubling and dangerous to public health because experts have disproved that narrative. Psaki adding social media platforms need to be more vigilant when it comes to banning people spreading misinformation.
Robust enforcement strategies that bridge their properties and provide transparency about rules. You shouldn't be banned from one platform and not others if you are for providing misinformation out there. Taking faster action against harmful posts.
An indoor mask mandate goes into effect in Los Angeles starting Saturday night at 11:59 p.m. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Medved Show, we're joined by Ilan Berman, who is the Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council in D.C. He has consulted with the United States Central Intelligence Agency, as well as the U.S. Departments of State and Defense, and he has also provided assistance on foreign policy and national security issues for a range of governmental agencies and congressional offices. Ilan, it's always great to speak with you, though I'm not sure about these circumstances. Let me share a passage that I was just sharing with the listeners and get your response to it. It's from David Brooks and his column today in the New York Times. He writes that the Taliban are rapidly seizing territory. It may not be too long before Afghan girls get shot in the head for trying to go to school. Intelligence agencies see the arming of ethnic militias and worry about an even more violent civil war. The agencies worry about a flood of refugees and terrorist groups free to operate unmolested once again. Are those reasonable worries?
Oh, I think absolutely. And in fact, I would actually say that the situation is more dire for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's very clear that the Taliban is on the offensive again. They've taken over a series of strategic districts in Afghanistan. They're increasingly encroaching on the capital, Kabul. But what you've seen is really the full-on collapse of the Afghan government in terms of its military capability. And this is hugely disheartening because we've spent two decades and considerable blood and treasure trying to prop up the Afghan government, trying to make it stable, increase its military capabilities. And what we're seeing is that the Taliban, now that they have the wind at their back, so to speak, they know that America and NATO forces are leaving or have almost practically left, they are able to marshal the military resources to do all of those things that Brooks talked about, to essentially put in place the status quo ante, the status quo that existed before from 1996 to 2001, which is when the Taliban was in power last. And let's remember that the way that short period of malignant rule ended was in the events of September 11th.
That's so much as a sobering thought indeed. So you know the Secretary of State a little bit, Antony Blinken. Most Americans don't know much about him yet. But he's a smart guy, right? I mean, Jake Sullivan, who's the National Security Advisor, is somebody with real world experience in national security. You have General Austin at defense. So leave aside Joe Biden for a moment. What's in it for them? What do they think America gets from turning over this very small squad, was 2,300 troops, bringing them home? What do we actually get by exposing the world to this kind of danger?
Well, it's not clear to me. And here I think it's really important to point out that, like the famous saying goes, all politics is ultimately local. And what we're actually looking at is a situation where the Afghan war has come to be seen as this forever war, this, you know, enormous drain on American resources, on American personnel, without any clear objectives. And that's the fault of successive administrations. You can't really pin it on one administration. You know, we failed consistently since 2001. But the end result is that what you have is, you know, the majority of Americans, right, something like three-quarters of all Americans, according to recent polling, now think that the U.S. should withdraw from Afghanistan. And these numbers have held pretty steady for a while, which is why the Trump administration had pretty much the same plan when it was in office. It concluded a truce with the Taliban as a precursor to doing exactly what the Biden administration is doing now. The problem that we're seeing with the Biden plan, though, is that we are creating a strategic vacuum that's going to be filled by somebody. There is a way to, if you decide that a pullout from Afghanistan is prudent, and I think after two decades it's a very reasonable contention, you can still do so in a way that empowers Afghanistan's regional neighbors, that creates a security framework, that props up the Afghan government, that gets more and more international neighbors and international countries to buy in and to stabilize the situation rather than simply pulling out. Unfortunately, we're seeing the latter scenario, and that's why you're seeing this vacuum emerging, and that's why you're seeing the Taliban rising.
Okay, which is the worst outcome, Ilhan Birman, do you think? Would it be a full Taliban takeover so that we get the kind of situation we had before, but without the al-Qaeda bases in Afghanistan? Or would it be even worse if there is a sort of a Hobbesian civil war of all against all, with the different factions slaughtering one another for years in the future? Which is the worst outcome?
I think the worst outcome is the first one, the return of the Taliban in a slightly amended form. Look, the Taliban have learned from history, and they understand, even though they very much want to restore the type of system that they had in Afghanistan before, they understood that their cardinal sin was allowing terror groups to base out of Afghanistan and to reach out and touch the West from Afghan territory, and that's what precipitated their fall. If and when they come back into power, I think you're going to see a slightly amended version of what we saw in the late 1990s, where the Taliban enforces brutally its restrictive version of Sharia law internally, but there are limits to this. They essentially police the militants that are there to make sure that they don't lash out and strike against the United States and Europe and give us the pretext to go back in. The reason I think this is the worst scenario is because a type of tribal infighting, a type of civil war that draws in other countries, will create stakeholders in the international community where, you know, everybody's going to have a vested interest in stabilizing Afghanistan. A situation where the Taliban comes in and acts only slightly better than it did in the 1990s, but not enough to precipitate a foreign intervention, means Afghanistan languishes in that state for umpteen years to come.
This is all very serious stuff. And right now there appears to be a collection, a collective of various authoritarian states ranging from Russia to China to Afghanistan now to Iran and around the world that seem to be finding an ability to align their interests. Are we perhaps looking at a new Cold War sort of confrontation with those authoritarian states?
Well, I think so, increasingly, although I don't think Afghanistan is the sort of the pivot point, the reason that they're all coming together. But there is, I think you're absolutely right, there is a huge strategic opportunity here in terms of stabilizing Afghanistan that all of these countries are buying into. A great example is there's a conference that was taking place yesterday and today, literally, in the Uzbek capital of Tashkent, in the capital of Uzbekistan, which was intended as a regional strategy conference, and stabilizing and security around Afghanistan was a major prompt. And the Chinese foreign minister was there, the Russian foreign minister was there, the Iranian foreign minister was there. There were all sorts of very high-level representation reflective of the fact that all of these countries are taking Afghanistan seriously. By contrast, the Biden administration sent a deputy administrator of the U.S. Agency for International Development. And that's a very clear signal that we're disengaging, we're turning our back, we're pulling back, and those countries are going to step forward as we step back.
Ilan Berman, I appreciate your writing on this and your conversation. He is the Vice President, Senior Vice President of the American Foreign Policy Council in Washington, D.C. And you can read more about these issues at michaelmedved.com. Coming up, what does this collection of authoritarian anti-American states have in common? The main thing they have in common may be trying to knock down America. Why? We will get to that and more coming up in the Michael Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Drovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Michael Medved show, the difficulty right now is that people are not aligned as you would think they would be with the emerging confluence of authoritarian regimes, but authoritarian regimes that are not taking the traditional leftist line, because you could even call them conservative, though they're certainly not conservative in American terms. These authoritarian regimes don't believe in democratic principles. They don't believe in people controlling their own destiny. They don't believe in people's the right of the people to be imposed the consent of the governed before governments are instituted. I mean, if you're looking at regimes like China, if you're looking at regimes very much like Iran, these are not progressive, they're not leftist regimes, certainly, because they are such religious extremists. And what's strange is that the left doesn't seem to turn away from these extremely conservative regimes. For instance, in Hamas, they can punish you tremendously if you don't dress correctly, if you're not a religious fanatic. And yet people on the far left, people like Ilhan Omar, are big supporters of Hamas. Is what brings people together? It's two things. I mean, part of it, of course, for a great deal of the Islamic world and for the people who support elements in the Islamic world, like Iran and like Hamas and like Hezbollah. Basically, they hate Israel. I believe they're anti-Semitic. And also, there's a resentment of America. And what's fascinating to me about this is David Brooks writes the following. He says, over the past decades, America and its allies have betrayed our values and compromised with tyrants innumerable times. But at their core, the liberal powers radiate a set of vital ideals, not just democracy, not just capitalism, but also feminism, multiculturalism, human rights, egalitarianism, he adds, LGBTQ rights, and the dream of racial justice. These things are all intertwined in a progressive package that puts individual dignity at the center. It's an optimistic view of what's going on in the West today, but okay. If the 21st century has taught us anything, he writes, it is that a lot of people, foreign and domestic, don't like that package and feel extremely threatened. China's leaders are not just autocrats. They think they are leading a civilization state and are willing to slaughter ethnic minorities. Vladimir Putin is not just a thug. He is a cultural reactionary. The Taliban champion a fantasy version of the Middle Ages. These people, writes David Brooks, are leading with a 20th century, are not leading a 20th century libertarian movements. No, of course not. Against colonialism and American hegemony. They're leading a 21st century culture war, he writes, against women's rights, against gay rights, minority rights, individual dignity, the whole progressive package. And this is why one of the very few things that brings together, for instance, a communist authoritarian North Korean regime like Kim Jong-un with Iran, what do they have in common? Answer, common enemy. The United States of America. The whole idea of liberty, in whether you're talking about values, cultural values, or economic values, or democratic values. It all is represented by America, and they reject it sternly. Each civilization is thus trying to attract believers to its own version. It matters tremendously, writes David Brooks, how we show up in the world. We're never going to we're never going back to the Bush Doctrine, he suggests, but we're probably not going to do well in battle for hearts and minds if we see ourselves abandoning our allies in places like Afghanistan. We're probably not going to do well if our own behavior begins to resemble the realpolitik of autocrats. We probably won't do well if we can't look at ourselves in the mirror without a twinge of shame. I guess what befuddles me, he writes, the most in the behavior of the American left, is I can get why Donald Trump and now some other American authoritarians would be ambivalent about America's role in the world. Trump was always suspicious of the progressive package that America has helped to promote. But every day, Brooks sees progressives defending women's rights, LGBTQ rights, and racial justice at home, and yet championing a foreign policy that cedes power to the Taliban, to Hamas, and other reactionary forces abroad. And I believe that the one reason for that has to do with this America hatred, which is why the issues about what we teach our children, which is why issues about flying the American flag, which is why issues of old-fashioned patriotism, that is one old-fashioned value that even for people who see themselves as very advanced feminists, who see themselves as multiculturalists, most Americans still believe that this nation is worth admiring and defending. And to basically abandon that and have the statement that we had from the Black Lives Matter Utah, that the American flag is a symbol of hate, to reject all of that is to go over on the other side. And the other side being the other side that hates America, which creates this extraordinarily tense division among people on the left who want to say that, yes, we defend progressive values and we want racial justice and we want tolerance and we want understanding and we want free choice and cultural liberalism, at the same time that we are not willing to take a stand against some of the most radically repressive regimes in the whole world. And this is not going to go long term. Now, when people talk about oppressive regimes and their role, there's right now a great deal of consternation about the idea that the United States government is actually helping to restrict freedom of speech. Why? Through interfering with the operation of Facebook, Twitter, Google, and more. We will get to that and some of the charges. And what do you do about misinformation? In other words, if people are not getting the vaccine and that is stopped, and if that really does cause death, is it the kind of emergency where the government should get involved in actually controlling some of the flow of information? Certainly people need more reliable information in terms of the vaccine, and it does seem to me that it's hard to understand why anyone would think that there was a full-out government attempt to deceive people about these vaccines, and why that would be the case for virtually every government in the world. We will get to that question, also get to a new study that shows that a major American school district in one of our biggest cities has a typical graduation grade average of D. What does that mean? That while we are all debating what we teach children about race, what we teach children about justice, what we teach children about our history, why is it we are finding it so extraordinarily difficult to teach them reading, basic math, the basic stuff they know to function as human beings in the 21st century and as citizens? We'll also be speaking about a new alternative to marijuana reform. Alternative to what? Alternative to Chuck Schumer. From a conservative point of view, we will get to that and to much more coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.